Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
I'm late.
That makes two of us.
I had an emergency. A friend of mine is in town with her husband. She had a big fight with him last night. She left him and she came to stay with me.
I have a lot of those emergencies, only it's usually the husband who wants to stay with me.
I have an emergency too. They must be catching.
What's yours, Vera?
Well, I can't sleep in my apartment tonight because my landlord's painting it and he only works at night.
Well, what does he do during the daytime?
He sleeps because he's so tired from painting all night.
Good, Vera.
I feel so awful about my friend Ruth leaving her husband. She was my singing teacher back in Jersey. I sang at her wedding when she married Paco.
Paco?
Yeah.
That's his name, Paco?
I thought Paco was something you eat in a Mexican restaurant.
Get with it, will you, gang? Paco, he's the most famous fashion photographer in New York City. He does all those models for the Harper's Bazaar and Vogue.
With or without clothes?
Mostly with.
And I mostly haven't seen him.
I just hope they get back together again. I wish there was something I could do.
Alice, never meddle in the problems of a married couple. You shouldn't even let his wife stay in your apartment.
Mel, she's one of my closest friends. She left her husband. She couldn't get another hotel room on account of the convention. What, do you want me to let one of my best friends sleep in the gutter?
Some of my best friends sleep in the gutter.
I've seen some of your best friends. Mel, getting involved is what it's all about.
Butting out is what it's all about.
I thought sleeping in the gutter was what it was all about.
Listen, I agree with Alice. If your friend's in trouble, you gotta help her out.
Do you really feel that way, Flo?
I certainly do.
Good, because I need a place to sleep tonight, too. I would have asked Alice, because I know there's not much room in your trailer.
No, that's okay, Vera. You can stay with me. You don't take up too much room.
Oh, thank you, Flo. And Harold thanks you, and so does Starsky and Hutch.
Who?
Harold's my hamster and Starsky and Hutch are my goldfish.
All of you are going to stay in my trailer.
Well, I can't leave Harold home. Paint makes his eyes water.
Alicia!
Oh, it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you haven't gained more than 5 pounds.
Oh, yeah. We all change.
Hey, you haven't, though.
Listen, Alice, where is Ruth? Huh?
How should I know?
Oh, now, come on. You're her best buddy. You must know what she is.
Well, even if I did, I wouldn't tell you, Paco.
Oh, come on. You can tell Paco.
No, I can't.
Alice, you gotta tell me. You got to tell Paco.
Hey, lay off. She wants to tell Paco, she'll tell Paco.
What kind of a place is this where the dishwasher talks fresh to the customers?
It's the kind of place where the dishwasher owns it.
Oh.
Paco, I'm real sorry about Ruth walking out on you.
Yeah, and all the what? A model who doesn't mean any more to me than how to make a living.
Ruth said there were 3 models.
Well, I'm making a good living. Now, you see, that's how many happened to be in that shot I was setting up. And you know how models are. I mean, they just don't fall into place. They're like clay. You have to mold them. And that's when Ruth walked in, when I was molding them.
Hey, Moldy, you're looking for advice. Why don't you write to Dear Abby?
You like it, huh? I'm brokenhearted over losing my wife, and I got a kibitzer here in a sailor hat.
Come here. I want you to meet my boss. This is Mel Sharples. This is my dear friend, Paco Robles. This is my friend, Vera.
Hello.
And behind you is my friend, Flo.
Any dear friend of Alice, this is a dear friend of mine.
Good. What are you doing tonight, Flo?
Paco.
Alice, it's just that, you know, everything I see is a possible prize-winning picture. And she has very good structure. A little molding here and there, you know.
Listen, you've already molded yourself into a heap of trouble, huh?
Yeah, but look at her face, you see? She has sensational cheekbones.
You're heartbroken from losing your wife, remember? Forget about the cheekbones.
I'm glad you reminded me. Now, come on. Where is Ruth?
Please, Paco, I don't think I should tell you. And besides, she's in no mood to talk to you.
I know she wasn't in the mood to talk to me last night. She hit me over the head with my Nikon and bent my tripod.
She says she doesn't want to see you again.
But she says that every time she leaves me.
Well, I think she means it this time. She called her lawyer.
El abogado?
Si.
Now, come on. You are looking at an innocent man. Mm-hmm. A victim of circumstantial evidences. All I need is 5 minutes to explain why Ruth is listening instead of throwing.
Paco, I gave her my word that I would not tell you where she is, huh?
All right, I understand. But if I can find her and make her come back to me, then life is not worth living. No use going on no more. I might as well go out there in the middle of the highway and throw myself under a diesel.
Okay, kid. Ruth is staying with me. You could come over tonight.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
I gotta go. Listen, I am doing a layout for Vogue. And I got 3 new models. They may need a little molding.
Ruthie, Paco loves you. I don't think those other women mean anything to him.
There are too many other women who don't mean anything to him. If he isn't molding something in his studio, he's developing something in his darkroom.
Well, don't you think you should at least talk to him?
Nothing doing. You know what he'd say? Honey, just give me 5 minutes to explain. In 5 minutes, he could bring Israel and Egypt together.
Gee, I wonder who that could be. Paco!
Hi, Alice!
Hey! Gee, how did you get here?
Oh, your directions were very good. No time to be winking at me. I'm trying to make up with my wife.
You traitor, you toad. All right, now listen to me, Ruthie. I hate to see couples break up.
How do you feel about best friends breaking up?
No. It wasn't Alice's fault. Honey, just give me 5 minutes to explain.
I've heard all the splaining I want to.
Now, look, Ruthie, it isn't my fault that my profession is photographing beautiful women.
I'm not complaining about your profession, but beautiful women just happen to be your hobby.
Well, I try collecting stamps, but it's not as much fun.
You are hopeless. Now, we're through.
No, Ruthie.
Give him a chance, Ruth.
Yeah, give him a chance, Ruth.
I've given you plenty of chances before.
I know you have, sweetheart. But this time I mean it. I am going to change.
Are you trying to tell me that from now on it's going to be strictly business with all those models?
I cross my heart.
And you're going to forget about all those after-hour activities?
Believe me.
And you will never again look at another woman as long as you live?
Well, no.
That does it. Now, I never want to see you again. You are an incurable Cuban Casanova.
That worked out real good, huh?
You see how reasonable she is?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Paco. I was hoping you two could work it out.
Yeah, me too. Well, everything I love just walked out of that door.
Oh, she's just mad now. She'll be back eventually.
Yeah, well, what am I going to do tonight?
You are impossible.
Just a little joke, Alice. You know, I really love that girl.
Well, she really loves you too, I think.
And she's a wonderful wife.
Yes.
I know. I'm not the best husband in the world. You know, I'm not the easiest guy to live with. I've been terrible. I've been a louse. I've been a Cuban heel.
How
way out the door, and you two are in each other's arms.
No, Ruth, take it easy.
You take it easy.
Oh, come on, Ruthie, nothing's going on here.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Ruthie, come on, there's nothing between us. Paco's too old for me.
I am not.
She doesn't want to hear that. Ruthie,
come on.
Please, what are you, crazy?
Oh, come on, Alice. You've always had your eye out for him. At our wedding, you danced with him 10 times.
You counted? Ruthie, you're nuts. I was spending the whole night singing.
Oh, what's the use in talking? I've got a playboy for a husband and a playmate for a friend. You two are meant for each other. Oh, and by the way, Alice, when you sang Oh Promise Me, you were flat.
And then Ruthie slammed out mad. I'd call her, but I don't know where she is.
Hope you learn your lesson about not getting involved.
Certainly not, Mel. These are two terrific people. They're just volatile and immature and...
stupid.
Mel, these are very old friends of mine.
I hope I have you for a friend, Alice, when I'm lucky enough to get married and leave my husband because he's fooling around.
Hey, Alice, how about my spaghetti?
Yeah, yeah. Coming right up, Henry.
Oh, Ruthie. I'm so worried about you. I didn't sleep all night long thinking about you.
Well, I didn't sleep myself. I finally had to call my psychiatrist in New York.
Oh, good. Do you feel better now?
Not quite. He said that I've been repressing something and that it's not good for me.
No, it is no good to repress. I know that. I take a psychology course at night. It's no good to repress. Let me just serve this and then you can get it off your chest.
Well, just only take a second, Alice.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm certainly glad you got that off your chest, Ruthie.
You're very understanding, Alice.
Thank you. Would you like to hold these, please, for a minute? Mm-hmm.
Clean you out.
You aren't burned, are you, Henry?
No, Mel. Your spaghetti is always cold.
I've made a mess of everything.
Including my customer.
I have been crazy the last 3 days. How could I have suspected Alice? Now I've lost my husband and I've lost my best friend.
What is that supposed to mean?
When the cat is away, the mouse tries to make it with a dishwasher.
That's the last time you're going to call me a dishwasher.
Hey, that's all.
I am going to viva your Zapata.
And I am going to teach you not to play fussy-tootsie with my wife.
Fussy-tootsie! I'll show you some fussy-tootsie. Come on.
Sorry, honey. Say something.
Well, I guess getting clobbered is what it's all about.
What a day. Can't wait till tomorrow. Hanging. Saddle. Now, cut that out.
Hi, Mel.
Hello, Alice. Oh, boy, is that eye a beaut.
Thanks.
That Cuban's got a great right.
Yes, the next time a punch is intended for you, I wish you would accept it.
I got your steak for your eye.
Oh, Mel, thanks. That's very thoughtful of you. Hey. Oof. I always wondered, why do people put a steak on a black eye?
Because it isn't as messy as mashed potatoes. Listen, I gotta get to my poker game.
Okay.
Don't throw that steak away. I'll recycle it tomorrow in a diner.
Oh, hi, Mel. Hi, Alice.
Hi, sweetie.
Where are you from? The teeny tiny animal shelter?
Alice, can we spend the night with you?
Sure. I thought you would spend the night with Flo.
Well, we were until she threw us out.
Oh, what a cute little hamster.
You stay away from Harold. I don't want him to wind up tomorrow's special.
I don't cook things called Harold.
What happened with you and Flo?
We got into a fight because I let Harold out of his cage.
You let Harold out of his cage?
Yeah, he just loves to jog. Flo's afraid to jog up her nightgown.
She has a point.
I Gerald would never do a thing like that. He's a perfect gentleman.
Well, put down your little zoo. Make yourself at home.
Oh, okay. You know, I knew you wouldn't mind if I let Harold out of his cage in your apartment. You like to get involved.
With people, Vera, not with a hamster on a health kick. It is so busy here tonight.
Hey, Alice.
Hi, honey.
I'm sorry to bust in on you, but I figured Vera would be here. Vera, I came over to apologize.
I don't know if I can accept after all the things you called Harold.
Well, Vera, I got upset when I saw that little varmint scuttling around my trailer. He looks just like a rat.
There you go again, calling Harold names.
I'm sorry, Vera. I'm sorry.
Tell Harold.
Me apologize to Harold.
Harold accepts.
Are you coming back to the trailer or not?
I have a wonderful idea. Why don't you guys just stay here for the night instead of running around in your Dr. Denton's?
Listen, that sounds good to me. I'm too old to chase around after Vera and her Muppets.
Come on, we'll have a lot of fun. We'll have like a slumber party like we used to when we were kids.
Okay? Oh, I'd really like that.
I haven't been to a slumber party since I was 14 years old. With girls, that is.
Come on, hop in. We'll have some girl talk.
Okay.
Vera, get that critter out of this bed.
You can know a person for years and not really know them. Flo, you're a hamster hater.
I am not a hamster hater, but if I sleep with an animal, I don't want him to have four little sharp feet.
All right. Okay, Vera. Harold can stay.
Oh. Just keep him over there. All right, now. Let's get on with the girl talk.
Okay. Let's talk about things we talked about when we were girls.
Yeah. What did we talk about when we were girls?
We talked about what it would be like to go out with a boy.
Well, now we know, so there's nothing left to talk about.
We also told ghost stories.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
All right, Vera, tell us a ghost story.
Oh, I couldn't. They're too scary. I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight.
Somehow, this is not as much fun as it used to be. It's almost midnight.
Who could that be?
That's just the way my scary ghost stories always started. There'd be a knock at the door, someone would say it's almost midnight, and someone else would say, who could that be?
It's me, Paco!
The ghost didn't say that.
This is a Spanish ghost.
Oh. Hello, Paco.
Hi, hiya, girls.
Hi, Paco.
Alice, I just came over to tell you the good news.
Yeah.
Ruth and I made up.
Oh, is that nice?
Glad to hear that, Paco. That's good. How did you two get together?
Well, it just seemed to happen. Maybe it was when you stopped meddling.
Who could that be?
I bet it's Ruth.
What makes you think it's Ruth?
Just the way my day has gone, you know? I got a slap in the face, I got a black eye, I got a hamster in my bed. It's got to be Ruth.
Alice, it's Ruth.
It's Ruth.
Oh, me. Si ella me encuentra aquí con tres mujeres, me mata.
You took the words right out of my mouth, pal.
You gotta hide me.
Why? You've done nothing.
Nothing always gets me in as much trouble as something.
Hide in the bedroom.
That's the first place you look.
What about the closet?
That's the second place you look.
Alice, are you going to let me in?
Yes, I'm just straightening up here, Ruthie. Just a second.
Be careful of Harold.
Harold?
The hamster.
Okay, I'm coming.
I'm sorry to bother you at this time of night, Alice, but, is Paco here?
Paco, why would Paco be here? We're having a slumber party here.
That's why Paco would be here.
It's just for us girls.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm sorry, Alice, but when I woke up and found Paco wasn't there, my suspicious mind just sort of flew over here and I flew over to join it.
Listen, wouldn't you like to sit over here in a chair here?
Oh, no, I gotta be going.
Oh, okay.
I tell you, Alice,
yeah.
This is typical of Paco. We have barely made up and then he is out on the town, heaven knows where.
Yeah. Well, don't rush off, Ruth.
Good night, Flo. Good night, Vera.
Oh, oh not Ruth.
Good night, Ruth. that fold-away bed just loves to fold away, doesn't it?
Listen, I want to apologize, too, for thinking that Paco was here with you.
That's okay.
Good night.
Is she gone?
Paco, is that you?
Nobody here but us hamsters.
Oh!
You're not mad, Ruth?
No, Paco, I'm not mad. Even you wouldn't mold a hamster.
I think they like it like this.
Well, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Oye, ¿tú sabes lo que están hablando esta gente?
Fun.